Hello, my name is Christy. You've reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am. I just have a question about, like, some protocols after you test or after a test. I just received a call from Montgomery that they were claiming that they were the Department of Health, and they were claiming to be contact tracing. I didn't know if that was, if that's a thing or how they got my information or what the deal is.
They claim to be doing, say that again?
She called me and said that she was contact tracing and was asking for my information. But what I don't understand is how she got my information in the first place. Is that a thing? Do you guys call and do contact tracing?
Hold on just a moment. Yeah, we've had some. We don't have any information on that, not to say that it's not legitimate. We have had, you know, people call us and ask us about it. We do not have any specific information on people doing that.
So if I got a call just a moment ago from somebody claiming to be the Department of Health and doing contact tracing based off of a test that I did in Arizona, and now they're calling me to do that, was I getting scammed? And if I was, can I give you the number of that thing so we can make sure that doesn't happen?
Like, I mean, there's
that in the bud?
There's, unfortunately, there's not going to be anything I can actually do about it.
I just don't know if I got scammed or, you know, like.
No, I completely understand.
Sure, go ahead.
Hang on just a second.
I'm going to ask you a question, too. If someone tests positive, is that name and their phone number given to the state?
Hang on just a second. Let me get this. I'm reading. Hang on just a moment. Did you guys, whenever you, because the Alabama Department of Public Health, okay, in cooperation with the University of Alabama at Birmingham and Motion Mob, using technology from a collaboration between Apple and Google, developed an exposure notification app called GuideSafe. Do you have that on your phone?
No.
The GuideSafe Exposure Notification app allows you to anonymously share a positive COVID-19 test result and be anonymously notified of possible previous close contact with someone. I mean, that's the only information I have as far as any sort of tracing.
The state doesn't get my name if I test positive. Is that what you're saying? They just get a notification that it's just another number to be added.
Do we give your name?
No, do you get, like, from a testing site, do they say, here's, you know, Abby Johnson and Bill Gates, they've tested positive, or they just say, add two more to the count?
No, it's just a number. It's not a name. It's just a number.
Okay. I think that's all we needed to know.
Okay. You are so welcome. If you do need any other information, you can also visit the following websites, the ADPH.org or the CDC.gov.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You're
welcome. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.